everyone. Welcome back to the High Times Cannabis Cup in Denver, Colorado. It's the 420 weekend. It's the first day, Saturday, April 18th, and we've got our first interviewee at the 420 radio desk. It's Kaya joining us at the desk. How you doing, Kaya?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks. Yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. So tell people what you're doing here at the Cup, what you're promoting.
Well, we have a revolutionary brand new paper product, and what we have done is we have put the filters on the same packaging as a regular rolling paper packaging.
Okay. So you got the little crutches.
Yeah. And it's all on the same box. So anytime you roll up, you got your crutches right there. You got your paper right there with you.
Oh, that's very handy. Are you boothing here?
Yes, we are. We're in booth U3.
Oh, fantastic. Right here inside then.
Yes, sir.
All right. Is this a new venture for you guys?
Yeah, we launched last year, 420.
Okay.
And we've just been hitting the streets. And this is our first big show, trying to get out to the people.
How's it been in the past year with your business? Been taking off?
It has. It's been more so educating people about us being out there. A lot of people have come on our social media. We have free paper. If you come go on our social media, hashtag Kaya Rolling Papers, you can get a free rolling paper. We'll ship anywhere you are in the world.
Oh, that's great. So K-A-Y-A for Kaya, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And are you a Colorado native? Is this?
No, actually, we're based out of Long Beach.
Okay.
So I'm originally from Zimbabwe, Africa.
Right on.
Lived in California for a couple of years, and this was our brainchild.
When did you come over from Zimbabwe?
2003.
Oh, so within the past decade or so.
Yeah.
So I imagine it's an entirely different world in Zimbabwe with respect to cannabis, or Dhaka, as they call it, Dhaka there?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Cannabis won't get you arrested. Dhaka will.
Oh, what's the difference? How do they differ that?
Well, they don't know the difference. So if you tell them...
No. This isn't Dhaka. It's cannabis. Oh, well, then on your way.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yep. It's very different. It's a lot more paper. I think I actually developed this idea while I was in Zimbabwe because the cost of cigarillos was astronomical. It was like $30 for a pack of five. So I switched to papers, and I had to figure a way to make the papers work. Kept losing the crutches, and I said, hey, I got to figure a way to make it work.
Sounds like you found quite the way. So if people can't make it out of the Cannabis Cup, they want to find you online, how can they do that?
They can go to our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and it's at Kaya Rolling Papers. But Twitter's at Kaya Rolling. They can go on our website, kayarollingpapers.com. They can order. They can communicate with us. We'll send them free. We love to do sponsorships. We're big in the skating community, the music community, and we're working on some webisodes.
That's so awesome. It sounds like a lot of things happening for you in just this short time.
If they want to reach out, you know, we're trying to be actively engaged in the community, especially the cannabis community. We also partnered up with Normal, so we're trying to see if we can push the end of prohibition. We want to be a partner in that fight.
Oh, that's great. We're glad when businesses that are taking advantage of the newfound legality are giving back to try to make it legal in other places.
Oh, yes.
That's very important. And how long do you think before we get to go back to Zimbabwe and do this?
Well, you let me know. I just saw in the Skunk magazine, they have a top strain out of Zimbabwe that I think we definitely need to go try.
All right. We're going to shut down right now. We're going to catch a flight to Zimbabwe. Kaya, thanks for stopping by the desk.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Kaya Rolling Papers is what you want to look for. Thanks so much.
Thank you.